Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
On the subject of Twitter, one of the most unusual features of Donald Trump's campaign for US presidency was his own use of Twitter. His tweets formed a constant stream of provocations, insults and conspiracy theories that really helped him win power at the end of the day. Peter Oborne is a journalist and author of How Trump Thinks, His Tweets and the Birth of a New Political Language. He joins us now. Peter, how are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you very much indeed. I enjoyed your report from London as well. That was very true.
For you to be an expert on how Trump thinks strikes me as a very worrying development in your life.
It is actually. It was a worrying development, and it was quite educational. I mean, I wanted to discover how this idiot became president. And the best way of doing that, because he said it himself, is that the tweets got him there. It was his way of getting past the mainstream papers and the big TV channels, CNN and so forth.
That's a very worrying thing, isn't it? To think that he could kind of bypass all those more mainstream media outlets where what he says is being analysed, just bypass them, summarise complex issues in 140 characters, maybe not get them right, and that still connects with the voting population.
It really did. I think that a lot of people found that what he said was true and authentic. I have to say, a lot of his tweets are very, very funny and brilliant and scathing. And he did invent a new way of saying things, which really impacted on people. And 140 characters was just the right length. You know, you can make one very clear statement, and that's that. And then you can ignore your opponents thereafter.
I love the idea that he does ignore people. You get the impression he feels he can say whatever he likes to say, wants to say on Twitter.
Well, there was a difference with Hillary. Why did Hillary lose? She was afraid of her shadow. You know, she'd have committees to decide what her next tweet would be. One of them took 9 hours to reach a decision of what to tweet. Whereas Trump, there he is in his dressing gown in front of the Fox News on the telly, and his great fat fingers banging into the into his Android, and out comes this tweet, many of which they're daring and they are brilliant, and you can see why people related to these tweets. You never knew, you know, it was a compulsive. Well, it remains a compulsive spectacle.
It's unprecedented as well. There's nobody else, no other world leader is doing stuff as crazy as this.
Well, there are a few. You know, there's a chap in North Korea who does quite a lot of this sort of stuff. And there's a fella, but certainly no other G7 leader does anything.
No. And it's got his tweets too. They're the kind of tweets that if you had a child who was starting to experiment in social media, that all the things you would say to that child, you know, don't do this, you may not have all the facts. Autocorrect may make you look stupid. You may sing things that you regret. He just blithely goes past all of that advice.
Well, yes, and it is the fact that a lot of the things he said expressed the truth as people saw them. Like, wake up, America! China is eating your lunch. You know, and if you're in a sort of if your factory in the Midwest has just been closed down because of Chinese imports, it speaks very directly to you. And so he was able to express real truths, which, you know, rather than reading a sort of learned monograph by some East Coast professor explaining that, you know, this sort of competition is inevitable and you're doomed if you're a factory worker. You see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
That he talked directly to the American people, American working people, people on the East Coast and the West Coast, the sophisticated people, the media panjandrums such as yourself sneered at him.
That's us, yeah.
You know, the bloke in the factory in Detroit suddenly found that here was a voice who made a hell of a lot of sense.
How did he get into this? Did someone suggest he goes for, you know, get into Twitter, or was it something he came to himself, or how did it start from?
Now, it was very fascinating reading through these tweets. It started off, if you go back to only to 2009 when he joined Twitter. He was basically a sort of political tourist. He took an interest. He was a businessman, and he wanted to promote his goods and his books. And so some marketing snake oil salesman said, you've got to do Twitter. And so to begin with, his tweets are very boring. They promote his ghastly books and his sort of lines of clothing and his branded items and all the other stuff which Trump did, and his TV programs. And it's very interesting. Suddenly, reading through these tweets, they become alive. It's a bit like the moment in The Terminator. Do you remember when the machines come alive?
Yes.
Suddenly, his tweets came alive in July 2011. That was the exact moment. And suddenly, he found this incredible, this language which nobody else had got. And it mocked people, it humiliated them, it bullied them. To begin with, he was really polite to all these, you know, this celebrity thing. You know how celebrities are always telling each other how wonderful each other are?
Absolutely.
You know, suddenly he brutally goes after them, and he takes this horrible, prurient interest in people's private lives. You know, whenever a star marries another star, he's on the case. She'll cheat on you, he's saying, or something like that. And he's a repulsive human being, by the way.
But a very effective one on Twitter.
And and the next thing he does is he picks up on these conspiracy theories. The climate change is invented by China to destroy U.S. manufacturing industry. That's one of his big ones. He's constantly hinting that the Clintons had people murdered. there's a kind of lot of lunatic people in the States, conspiracy theorists, and he bought into them. The big one was Obama was born not in America, in Kenya, and therefore he wasn't entitled to be U.S. president. He played that long. It's very, very repulsive, actually, this stuff. And he gave real kind of voice time or opportunities to really unpleasant political views to present themselves. He is, in my view, a white supremacist.
Yeah.
He's very sympathetic to people of that persuasion. There is something potentially fascistic about him, I think, I'm afraid to say. He's fundamentally a very sinister individual. I was quite surprised by how frightened I felt by the end of getting to this book, getting here.
How does he get away with that? I mean, just take the Clintons, for instance. The suggestion he had to them that they'd gotten away with quote-unquote murder. How is he able to say that without the Clintons somehow going after him in some way, shape, form? Not necessarily to kill him, but you know, certainly to challenge him.
I think he managed to create a place where he was immune from criticism. I'll give you one example. One thing he did, particularly in the last year before he won the presidency, he engaged hugely with followers. He'd retweet endlessly. You know, somebody who had 200 followers on Twitter and made some comment, he'd immediately find himself retweeted and having, you know, to 20 million people. And he engaged enormously in that way. But he was, because he did it himself. But one occasion, he liked a comment by a website called White. I mean, this is horrible, by the way. White Genocide.
Right.
We looked at it. My co-author and I looked at this, and this is a site which apologizes for Adolf Hitler. We felt really dirty, even frightened opening it up, you know. But there you are. You've got a whole load of Nazi propaganda lurking. Now, I bet you that if Hillary Clinton had done that, that somehow Trump would have gone against her and really humiliated her. She'd been forced to apologize. Trump, nobody minded for some reason. He's allowed to do and say these things in a way which other people aren't. Now, how he creates that situation, I'm not quite certain.
Right. A thing you came across too is his use of language. He comes across as a man with an incredibly limited vocabulary, doesn't he?
Yeah, but effective. I mean, it's... He has certain terms, doesn't he, which he repeats, you know, on and on and on. Crooked, failing, losers, haters, worst, bad. You know, crooked Hillary, he used, you know, he fake news. And then these are the other one, positive terms, great, greatest, big, amazing. Of course, they all apply to himself. They're always praising himself as being the most magnificent person in the world. Yeah, you're right. He has certain core terms. It's very predictable eventually, but it's still very powerful, oddly enough. Right.
One of our texters saying, how is it acceptable for the leader of the free world to address the world in this format? It's a disgraceful way of carrying on. But that's the big question, isn't it? You say that it's the birth of a new political language. Is it something that we really need to be worried about?
I think somebody will find a way of fighting back. Do you remember when Twitter started, we all assumed it was a good thing.
We
and
did.
It was used by to exchange views and to spread the, you know, intelligent ideas. And actually, the most important thing that's ever happened with Twitter is it's captured by this deeply unpleasant individual to win the backing of enough people to put him in power in the United States. He's not the leader of the free world, by the way, anymore. That's Angela Merkel. I think we should bear that in mind. He's taken America away from that position, and it won't be the leader of the world until he's gone. We saw that with that awful climate change decision last weekend,
which puts China in that driving seat. It's incredible. Peter, thanks very much for joining us. It's fascinating insight into a dark mind, you have to say, how Trump thinks, his tweets and the birth of a new political language.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.